Today, Nicholas Cruz pleaded guilty to all charges. He's the gunman who killed 17 people and wounded 17 others at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. Now comes the question of consequences, life in prison or the death penalty. NPR's Greg Allen joins us now from Miami, and we should warn you that some people may find the next 3 minutes disturbing. Greg, welcome.
Hi, Steve.
What was it like in the courtroom?
Well, you know, many of the families of those who were killed and injured were there, and some could be seen wiping away tears as the prosecutor went through the events of that day, February 14th, just 3 years ago. Prosecutor Michael Satz spent several minutes detailing Cruz's actions that day, from the time that he took an Uber to the school, when he carried in weapons and a tactical vest with extra magazines, how he methodically went through the school building, first on one floor, then going up stairwell and to another floor, firing at students and adults in the classrooms and hallways. He detailed how every victim was attacked that day.
Gina Montaldo, 14 years old, who was sitting in the hallway in front of classroom 1215, was shot four times and died of her wounds. Martin Duque Aquiano, 14 years old, was shot eight times and he died of his wounds. Lou Coyer, 15 years old, was shot twice and he died of his wounds.
Greg, as the prosecutor went through that recital, what did you see of Nicholas Cruz?
Well, Cruz was composed throughout. He was kind of diminutive person. He doesn't really seem that imposing at this point. Mm-hmm. The judge spent a half hour, though, making sure he understood, though, what he was doing by pleading guilty to the 17 counts of murder and attempted murder. Cruz told the judge he's anxious but not on any medication, that he fully understood what he was doing. And then the judge did allow him to make a statement to the families.
I am very sorry for what I did, and I have to live with it every day. And that if I were to get a second chance, I would do everything in my power to try to help others. And I am doing this for you, and I do not care if you do not believe me. And I love you, and I know you don't believe me, but I have to live with this every day. And it brings me nightmares, and I can't live with myself sometimes.
You know, there's no word yet from how the families will respond to that apology. But like the prosecutors, many families have been pushing for the death penalty. By pleading guilty to all the counts today, he will receive at least a life sentence, but will be going into the penalty phase of the trial. So we'll see what happens when that gets started.
How does that work?
Well, the judge today has set a schedule for at least the beginning of the penalty phase. She says jury selection will begin in January, but there are lots of issues here, of course. It'll take some time to seat an impartial jury. This is in Broward County, around the Fort Lauderdale area. Parkland is a small community, a suburban community, and he was hit hard by the trauma of the school shooting. Finding an impartial jury will take some time. The defense may be hoping that by changing his plea to guilty, Cruz can show he's acknowledging his guilt and avoid the death penalty. But the defense will be offering testimony about his well-documented mental health issues. But the jury is also likely to hear extensive testimony by victims and their families. And in the end, the decision by the jury to sentence him to death has to be unanimous, and that'll be basically the best hope the defense has to keep him from the death penalty.
NPR's Greg Allen is in Miami this morning. Greg, thanks for your reporting. We'll keep listening.
Thank you.